gypsies.
Sounds so good. Band of Gypsies. It's what I picture all of you guys out there, just traveling, wandering souls, finally finding your place, finally finding the clown in the shadow.
They've wandered the earth looking for us their whole lives.
Oh my God, finally.
Those are some empty, sad lies, Rob. Let's not insult our listeners.
I never said that.
Though, oh, okay. That was a compliment?
You just said that. All those that wander are not necessarily lost, Shadow. I am the clown, and as ever, hanging with me is the shadow of the mysterious man that you will never know, but you somehow in your heart know that you know him all too well.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It's weird. I get like you say just these things in the beginning. It begs it. You wonder like what am I going? I don't even know what I'm gonna say.
And no, then, we clearly don't.
And that comes out in some strange. Strange, like
that was like some generic Confucianism.
No, it's like I'm the Greek oracle at Delphi, trying to give some strange talking in parable.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey guys, what's going on? We're here.
Less parables and
less parables. More to the meat of this cast. Yuck.
And what exactly is going to be the meat of this cast?
The meat of this cast. Well, we're going to talk about identity, is what we thought. I have some notes down. I don't know if we'll get to those notes, but we're going to kind of talk about that. Like, kind of like in this. Like when we turn this on right there is almost an example. Why do I feel compelled to speak in some strange way? Like the music comes in, it's like, okay, here's my faux weird announcer voice that comes in. My identity's
changed.
Because
this is your podcast identity.
Yeah, and when
your regular job, you're not the clown. You're Rob Weissman. Now you're the clown. It's a new identity.
Oh, I am quite the clown at that. My regular tech.
There's many uses of the word clown, Rob.
Yeah.
Does your boss call you clown often, or?
He looks at me like I'm an idiot all day. That's fine. That's actually kind of cool. I don't know. He calls me a clown with his eyes. He calls me a clown with his eyes, and not like a child at the circus who loves clowns, like the adult that wonders how the hell does a fellow adult this pathetic.
Why did I hire this clown?
Yeah, like how? What the? Who is this clown? Oh God! What? How many people did he roll up in a Volkswagen? Probably way too many. Anyway, yeah, identity. We're gonna talk about identity in that, like what we were. We were discussing earlier how when you open your computer up and you go to Google Chrome does it, where it shows you your favorite, the websites that you visit at the most.
Yeah.
And you're saying to Google Chrome, that's you. That's what Google Chrome knows you.
Let's be honest. Google Chrome knows a lot about who you are. Nowadays, Google and whatever, the whole internet, all the programs out there are tracking you, the ones you use a lot. They have a pretty good idea what your digital identity is.
You know who doesn't, though, for me? I have Netflix absolutely fucking confused on its ear. It doesn't know what the hell I'm about. Because
really?
I watch so many different things, and if I like something, I have no problems.
Yeah.
I have no problem giving something 4 stars. I was like, I enjoyed myself. And I'm like, yay, 4 stars for this. You know, like, I give people the benefit of the doubt. But it always recommends movies. I'm like, oh, this isn't me.
I'm gonna watch that crap.
I'm gonna watch this. Yeah, but, so Netflix doesn't know me. Facebook thinks that, like, I get all this weird. I'm tracking software on my Facebook now.
Yeah.
From my job, because I go to so many websites and it tracked it down to my Facebook account. So I have, like, this lingerie ad or lingerie website now that puts it on. That I didn't even. I swear to God, I didn't go there for nefarious reasons. I went there for work. I went there because they're hiring and they need to hire. Obviously, they're hiring people that are good in the internet. Because they've tracked me down and have cookies all over my crap and now know where my Facebook account is. So no matter where I'm opened it up, I have this friggin' nasty gal, is what it's called, pops up on the
That could be
sides.
Our first sponsor, Rob. Nasty Gal.
Nasty Gal?
Oh, .com.
Yeah, right.
No?
I don't think we're their target market.
No?
If there are a bunch of, like, girls that, you know, early 20s wearing lingerie listening to this, like, that'd be pretty sick, but it's not all lingerie, but it's kind of slutty. It's like 21, Forever 21, only more
sluts.
Only more for sluts, we're more slutty. If Forever 21, you're a girl, and Forever 21 isn't slutty enough for you, go check out Nasty Gal. You will be thoroughly happy. It's just...
You'll really horrify your dad.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's a good one. Oh, man. But, yeah, we're going to talk about identity and kind of... I find that I'm not the same type, the same person in front of, like, other, like, everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody does that. That's your reaction to who's around you and your circumstances and... Sometimes you feel like you want to be one thing, and an identity that you don't like comes out.
It seems
you
like
get forced into an identity, or
your
brain hijacks you into being something you don't want to be.
It seems like when I want to be like there's a great Rob out there that I'm about maybe twice a year.
That's it. Come on.
Okay.
That's. I hope it's more than that. I mean, right now it's clearly one of them. This is definitely it.
Maybe I'm peaking right now. This is it. If this is the best I get. But it's like weird. It's like it's like this thing where you're just the best you that you can be. Your jokes are on point. You're super sharp, and it's like this happens, and it's almost uncontrollable that this happens sometimes.
It's almost magical, to be honest.
It is, and like you're saying, it's like in what is it the Dumb and Dumber when Jim Carrey is dreaming about how it's going to be when he meets his girl in Aspen, and he's just making people laugh, and he's at restaurants and beating up the bad guy. You know, that's me about twice a year. It's like, oh, right. And then people are like, bring that guy again. He's great. And for some reason, it just doesn't always come, and I'll be in a crappy mood and then try too hard and then just make everyone feel strange after that.
So that's 363 days a year.
63, but those 2 days, it's like I become the opposite of a werewolf. I don't become hideous and a monster. I become charming, a prince. I'm a werewolf that becomes a prince 2 days out of the year. It's like, no, it's not always like that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like sometimes it feels like certain people, like, and maybe it's like when you like that you do that you are way better around.
Yeah.
And then some people, you're just like, you can't be, and you never will be.
Yeah.
Like,
I think a lot of it is also when you get around people, and like right away, or like after you hang out a couple times, you can tell that you're just not going to click with this person. It kind of gets in the back of your head, and it's like you get this negative momentum, and you're like, then you start trying harder to make things cool with this person. Or the opposite happens, where if you meet somebody, and in the first 10 minutes, you're kind of getting along, and it becomes so easy. You see that person 3 days later, it's like you're giving them a high five. You're like, hey, let's. You start telling stories and they're laughing.
Yeah.
Once you know you got the in, all the pressure goes off. Or the opposite, where you know this person was giving me this skunk eye 2 days ago and they've never liked me. Then all that pressure builds up.
It's pressure. And the thing is, the problem with the pressure thing is the pressure means that you want to be that great person. Like you want
to impress somebody that you should impress.
Like when you want to be cool, like that's the weird little catch 22. Whenever you really need it and you really want to have all these talents and you know you're arguing in front of the Supreme Court and you want to be absolutely charming and slick and smooth, that's when it's the absolute hardest to be that.
But I think there are freaks out there that they can just turn it on. Like, people that actually do argue in front of the Supreme Court to get to that level, either through practice or education or just raw talent, they can just turn it on. Like, Johnny Cochran, you think he was struggling in a courtroom to impress all those jurors and the judge and just crush his out competition? No.
I think he's also, but he's also got his act down and his persona, like, mapped out.
He has his identity down.
I'm saying certain people,
he
though.
He can turn it on.
It, maybe because patterns arise, like, around, like, people from my youth. Now, those a lot of times, like, if I meet somebody now and there's, like, really nothing at stake, I can pretty much, you know, I can turn on charm if I want to. Like, and there's nothing at stake. Like, if I feel there's...
No pressure and...
Yeah, if there's nothing at stake...
And also, you don't care, it's easy.
You don't care, and I'm just going to be, you know, happy-go, like, the guy that I... Nothing to lose, guy that I try to be is just like, hey, funny, little crazy, but, you know, can make sense when he needs to and get kind of... Kind of like, you know, like, kind of like,
no, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Goofy Tom Cruise. You know, Tom Cruise will be like, yeah, and he'd be laughing. And then all of a sudden, he just like crouches down. He starts talking like this when he's trying to make a point.
You have and that to point to is when he really
sharp. Yeah. Wow. He brings it in. That's like, that's what you want to be. So, you know, you can get goofy. Oh, he's a wise one, that one. And then you kind of
get down. So the identity that you want to have is a goofy Tom Cruise.
A goofy Tom Cruise. A Tom Cruise that takes itself less seriously.
A more self-aware, less
self-aware. Crazy I don't like self-aware. That sounds because that sounds too contrived. Yeah, I don't know. Kind of like I'm a fan. I'll admit I have even an entire bit where I talk about on stage about Tom Cruise and how I'll take how Tom Cruise gets a lot of flack these days. He's been around. He's been on. He's been on top for a while.
Three decades.
He looks like. But he's like, my point is, like, he's the best of us. He always plays the best. He's the best in every single movie that he's ever done. He's the best, like, of the coolest things. Like, the best race car driver is Tom Cruise. The best fighter pilot is Tom Cruise. The best sports agent. The best lawyer. Spy. The best spy. The best pool player. The best bartender. The best samurai. And he's not Japanese. But he's better than the whole freaking island of them. All of them literally get killed by a machine gun except for him. And he, like, shows that he has the heart of a samurai deeper than anyone else and moves the emperor. Spoiler alert all around. But if you haven't seen that movie yet, it's a Tom Cruise movie. What do you think? He fucking loses? No! He's Tom Cruise.
You're talking about Cocktail?
Yeah, Cocktail. Yeah, Cocktails at a sushi bar. Cocktail Part 2. Went straight to DVD release. It's Tom. Tom doesn't like talking about it. God, he's even the best fucking, like, immigrant. Like, oh, God. It just makes you kind of sick. There's one point, like, in, I think it was Mission Impossible 2, when you know he wins. And he comes back from the... That's the one he comes back from the dead end. And he wins.
No, that was 3.
Three, okay, yeah. It's
that was a good fucking movie. But
yeah, and he comes back from the fucking dead. It's like, Tom's back from the dead! Oh, God, thank God! And the weird thing is, even though, like, in the beginning of all these movies, I'm always like, I'm not gonna fuck him. By the end of it, I'm like, oh, God, I hope he gets it.
Is he gonna survive?
You're still that question in your head, he's so good. But, like, everyone in there's laughing, they're all smiling, Vin Rhodes is high-fiving him, all his secret agents are all, like, cheering him, because they know that they just did the craziest thing anyone's ever done, and then he's just cackling, and they're doing it in slow motion, cackling away.
Yeah.
There's just a part of me that really wants to punch him in his Tom Cruise nose and watch the blood just go...
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, it's just too much at that point.
And the rest of you wants to be him.
There is... My mom puts it well. Like, she watches, she likes Tom Cruise, and it's just like, it's not like she's like, I'm always entertained. She falls asleep in any movie you take her in. Like, I take her
in
to,
the theater, she falls asleep.
Oh my God, I take her to Avatar. snore through that one. I'm like, Mom, this is gonna be sweet. And then, no, sleep. She'll be up for those Tom Cruise movies. He's climbing buildings and jumping through and race carring around and everything.
Because you know what he's really good at? He's the best at being an actor. It all comes full circle.
He's not a real actor. He's just good at being... He's good at Tom Cruising and being an actor. Tom Cruising an actor.
But he's always an actor playing the best fighter, best whatever.
It's
best
always,
spy, best assassin.
It's always that. He's always the guy that comes up...
And in real life, he's the best actor. That's why it's so easy for him. He's playing himself. Just a slight different version of himself.
No, but it's like... Yeah, but there's something deeper than that. Like, he's not... It's not like an actor. It's like he... I don't know. There's another
best human being.
There's another weird level to it. I don't know. But like, yeah, was it like, it's always like he, in the beginning, he's always a little cocky. You know, he's still kind of the top of his game, but there's something like, it's like, okay, this guy's heading for it. He's going to, you know, he's in Rain Man. He's just a little cocky.
He's going to get his comeuppance.
This guy needs a swift kick in the you know where.
Yep.
He gets it.
He's going to learn a lesson.
But it's not, it's like, it's in this life. It's like Rocky tells his son in Rocky... The last Rocky.
I haven't seen it.
Well, he tells his son, he says, it's not about if life's going to kick you and put you down. It will. It's if you can get back up. And that's what Tom Cruise does. He gets back up. And he gets back up through a help usually of like of a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And then he'll rise even higher, to higher heights, only with this time he'll have a sense of being humble.
And he'll do it the right way.
He'll do it the right way. He won't forget the people that helped him. Yeah. He'll learn the lesson, goddammit. And of course he's going to win at the end. Everyone, yeah. And you can't help but go, damn, he did it to me again. I was with him. I was with him that whole journey.
I can't think of any terrible movie he's been in or movies that he's not been good in.
I mean, there's some that aren't on the top of my Tom Cruise tier. My whole point is what I say in the crowd then. I go, I think there's a Tom Cruise in every one of us. Tom Cruise is alive. I fight for Tom in his movies because no one fights for him. When he was standing on that couch, everyone attacked him. But they forgot that there's a Tom in us. We all
want
to be.
See, you're saying that you want to be that beautiful woman that helps him get back up?
Well, I even look at girls and I go, here's a Tom Cruise in you, baby. And there's a Tom. Go to old ladies. Like, Tom Cruise is in you. You're Tom Cruise. I do it like Oprah. You're Tom Cruise. Like, you're getting a car. You're Tom Cruise. You're Tom Cruise. And I did that to a room full of Indian people once that were straight off the bus. They were taking a tour of the South Bay, and they saw on Groupon that we have our comedy show. So they had a full bus full of like Indian people from India. I think they were all coders.
Yeah.
And like, how did that barrel, go over? Like, it was electric. It was weird because they didn't, you know, when I start going into the crowd to like these guys that are like have their buttons all the way buttoned to their shirt,
yeah,
with these giant mustaches that were very, very Indian. And yeah, not just Indian, like coders, like tech geeks.
Yeah.
Like the
yeah,
geeks from India. And I'm like, sir, you are Tom Cruise. I can see it. You know, I'm doing it. And it, so it was like, it was actually, it went well. It went that.
Sounds like it was very interesting. I think they probably had a good night.
It was. It was something I'll never forget, that's for sure. So, yeah. Identity. We were going to talk about identity, and then Tom Cruise hijacks this.
No, because that's who you want to be. You want to be a slightly funnier Tom Cruise.
More, yeah, a little, yeah, self-aware.
You want to be the Tom Cruise of comedy.
Jesus. Now, that sounds... That, nah.
No, no.
I'd take it. Oh, don't get me wrong. Who wouldn't? It's like, Rob, you're kind of like the Tom Cruise of comedy. And I think
most comedians would kill somebody to get that.
I think, isn't Ben Stiller's always doing the Tom Cruise? You ever see his impression? Yeah, where he doesn't play Tom Cruise. He plays Tom Cruise's stunt double.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's uncanny.
Or now his wardrobe double or something. Yeah, so I think he's got that. I don't know, but... I don't know if that's what... Yeah. It just sounds really corny to say it like that. And I know, like, if people... Like, it's just like...
Yeah, there's
something incredibly cheesy about Tom Cruise, too. Like, he's definitely from the 80s. Like, the 80s gave birth. That was definitely when he was on fire. Like, you could not stop Tom in the 80s.
Yeah, he hasn't changed too much.
No.
Since Top Gun, he's pretty much been about the same.
It seems like he just takes himself real seriously. You know, like there seems to be something, like, I don't know if you ever saw the one where there's like a guy, he was in, I think in England, and he was doing like press for some movie. I think it was in the Katie Holmes era.
Yeah.
And someone had a fake microphone, there's a squirt gun in it.
Yeah, and he's like, why would you do that?
And he just goes, that was something really he was really mad. It's like, dude, he's squirted, just like, he's got him. And then he gets him kicked out and does this like big weird thing.
Yeah, I thought I don't know. Anyway, so this is the Tom Cruise edition, apparently.
I guess. It felt like a chink in Tom Cruise's armor. Why, who do you want to be?
I don't know, Rob.
Do you just want to be the best shadow that you can be?
Yeah, I just want to be the darkest, most longest shadow possibly cast by a human being ever.
Just darkening
the How do shadows measure themselves? By the darkness, the length? How scary they are on a window
I think
at night.
You're the only self-aware shadow that I know of. That's so true. How do shadows do?
I don't know. See, I can't ask my fellow shadows because I get their input. So,
I don't know. I don't want to be Tom Cruise. It's just like, I don't want to leave it at that, like, or whatever. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, but yeah, whatever. How the fuck did we get into Tom Cruise?
Because we're talking about who you want to be ideally. Your ideal self is...
I don't know if I really talked about how I used to want to be an actor. And it was really just to go back in the identity and how you're different people are on different... Like, I remember certain teachers I would do, like, much worse in front of than other teachers. Like, I'd really want to do well in front of some, and then those I'd do really bad in. Like, they'd make me really nervous. they'd be the ones that are the most critical of me.
Yeah.
Which would in turn make you want to do the best, but then make you second guess yourself the most. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of times that's like to go on the identity of who you are. Where are you different around different people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I do, I feel like I am like a different person around a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But it's always different, just different parts of you coming out or being brought out, or you're suppressing certain parts of you in front of certain people.
Huh.
In order to not horrify them or to impress them or whatever.
Yeah, but then I get it all in my head because I do like to, I do think of myself as a stronger personality. So when they say like, "Hey, man, you know, just be yourself," I'm like, "I don't know."
So you're Tom Cruise with a stronger personality, is what you're saying?
More intense than Tom. Tom squared. I'm not saying Tom Cruise. Stop putting Tom word Tom Cruise in my mouth every single time. I never said that again. I know what you're saying, and it would be cool to be the sweet guy, comedian guy that just never could fail. That's not me, though. I mean, as much as I would like that to be, like, I can't.
No, that's not your identity.
I can't choose my own persona. Like, when I get excited, I get
loud. You'd be faking it. You'd be faking it to try to be extra smooth
and that comes
super cool and.
And nothing is worse more than that of trying to watch people trying to be cool.
Like, yeah, it's painful.
It's just like, ugh. It's painful to watch it when someone's just desperately, and that's when they're the most self-aware that they can be, and when they do take themselves
super seriously. But I think a lot of people that works for, though, there's a lot of people out there, and you just look at them, you're like, that guy or that girl is trying so hard to be cool, whether it's the sunglasses they're wearing, the shirt they put on, the bag they're carrying, the car they're driving. They're just trying so hard.
Amongst their friends, but maybe like not real under like real scrutiny. Because that's the thing about...
But no, when they walk outside and they know thousands of people are going to see them in public that day, a lot of people are just really trying. And when I see that, I'm just like, maybe I'm just hypersensitive to it. Maybe I'm just very judgmental, which I clearly am. But you see certain people, I'm just like, that motherfucker... He put a bunch of time and effort into that shirt and that sunglass combination.
But all that's fine with me if someone like looks like they're cool, like they say they put all these like these things into their look, and whether it look like comes off terrible or it comes off awesome, you know, like which some, you know, like a Lenny Kravitz comes up and he's clearly the man is vain and puts a lot of thought into what if he has a stylist or what, but he looks pretty fucking cool. He can he can rock that. Like I can't rock a belly shirt like that, but Lenny can put that on with some red bell bottoms and make that look sweet. But
But that's part of he's got to look cool. Like I'm talking about just you see people.
Yeah, but there's some people that can't. What I'm saying is like look like it. But someone who's trying, like, in their way that they act and the things that they say.
So you think the way people act is much...
It's more offensive to me than, like, someone that's...
Than if they just go out and buy a really expensive car and get some crazy fucking expensive shoes and really
create... If I don't know them and that's all I see of them is somebody that's out there in, like, a Lamborghini. And I, you know, you think, oh, midlife crisis. Some guy, like, you know, gets out. But then, hell, I'd be cool to drive a Lamborghini. I'd love to go 250 miles per hour in a car someday. But... And I know this one guy who he goes in front of Starbucks and he has a few cars. One of them is a Ferrari Testarossa when it was like at its best in like 93.
The Miami Vice version?
No, better.
Better.
It's like a 93. It's got those the air vents on the side. The
it's the crazy sides. Yeah,
but it's after it looks like it's when it's the most super that they've ever looked. And he works out a lot, and then he plays the guitar next to his car that's parked in the green, his acoustic guitar. But he's not a bad guy to be like he's a like he doesn't act like you know hey and cocky.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That to me, I find just that's offensive. Like,
okay, if someone I thought looks you like didn't that, offend this.
Yeah, but if somebody like I will, I'll offend. I mean, that's your thing. You want to go get your car and play and be a cheesy dude. That's cool. But to be sit there and think that you're cool and like there's a, something like that cocky almost again like 80s blonde guy.
Yeah.
In the movies, like it was always like you know Johnny from Karate Kid or.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
I think of these guys, you know, like you see that maybe in South Bay in LA a lot, like someone that just tries.
Is he good at playing guitar?
Not incredibly. I mean, I don't think he claims to be, though. You know, if he was, that'd almost be even weirder to have. Like, he's, like, doing all these like, finger picks.
I think maybe it's something when you're posing, which is you're creating a false identity that's just really repulsive.
Yeah, I find it offensive. I find it funny. But again, it's just to me the personality. Like when someone's actively up there, like I don't like I'm trying to be a cool guy because like you can't have fun. It's hard to really.
You can't joke around.
There's something fake around it. Somebody that puts too much into themselves. If they do that about the way they look or whatever, and you can give them shit or you can screw around, and it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But somebody that acts it, and girls do that a lot. You know, girls all.
That's, especially around here, that's a lot, most of them probably.
They just try to look like they really love themselves, like, you know. And you can tell, you can almost sense the absolute despair underneath. You can just feel the self-hatred. That's lurking in the
emptiness. It's a weird combination of, like, self-hatred, despair, and also.
Selfish.
Like, yeah, like. False confidence, because a lot of them do look really, really good, and then people kiss their ass, so they have this strange combination of like insecurity and attitude. Together just creates a
well, the girl way, and then the guys are like that too. Like, you see, like, the guys, like, yeah, man, I'm like, and they really do kind of know that they're full of shit in their heart somewhere, you know, and they act real tough or cool in a masculine way rather than the feminine way,
yeah.
And then they too kind of have.
They're extra loud. They're always yelling about doing shots and giving extra big high fives.
Yeah, and they're a total mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that to me I find offensive more because that can be more, you know, I don't know. Because that's really who you are. What you dress like is just what you want the world to see, but who you are is how you are when you act.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. I guess it's all bullshit. I guess all of identity, persona. What is it? Like, there's a whole Greek thing where, like, is it persona that's a mask or identity's the mask? I think persona, personality, is the mask. It comes from, like, a word that means mask.
I think identity
is. I think it's that, or is it identity? Identity is how you identify. You know? Like, a lot of it, like.
My Greek's pretty rusty at this point, yeah, so.
Speaking of Greek, Aristotle would say about your identity is, like, you are what you repeatedly do.
Yeah.
That you are.
You know who else said that?
Who?
Shaq.
Shaq? Well, Shaq was quoting Aristotle.
He called himself the big Aristotle.
No, he doesn't. Are you being serious right now?
I'm dead serious. In addition to calling himself Superman in the third person. He referred to himself as Superman in the third person.
Okay,
the big Aristotle.
I'm going to revise that. Shaq can act cool because to me, him doing it, it works for some reason. There's something
he's a
like,
giant crazy person.
It's just kind of funny.
With no self-awareness.
But that's awesome, though. For some reason, him doing it, like, yeah, I'm like the big black Aristotle, bro. Like that's.
He
like,
didn't say black.
Oh, I did.
He just said the big Aristotle, but whatever.
Really?
So go on with your Shaq
impersonation. I think, yeah, that's, okay, great. Yeah, Shaq's like, yeah, man, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't see what that has to do with anything, man.
So you are what you habitually do. So if you're cool all the time,
if you're cool,
then you're a cool guy.
You're
cool funny, funny 97% of the time,
you're
a
cool
funny guy.
Man, yeah, I guess you could say the same thing for trying to be a clown, the clown persona of sitting around trying to make people laugh all the time.
So what percentage of the time are you a clown, Rob?
I find things are genuinely funny, man. I mean, sometimes that's what it sucks is when you actually have to make people laugh and try to be entertaining. And maybe like with this whole thing and why do I have the weird voice in the beginning? It's because that's why it is a little revolting because it is kind of like, you know, now I'm trying to be something now that
yeah,
I'm
just
not.
Just be yourself.
Fuck.
Just be the best clown you can naturally
Is there
be.
A lesson at the end of this? Is this a Tom Cruise cast where there's a lesson?
Wow.
I've come
wow.
up
Wow,
and we wrapped this.
You just got humbled, now you learned a lesson,
oh,
you're coming back.
Oh,
as,
I'm going to be more powerful than ever now.
You're the Top Gun of clowns.
Oh, man, I'm going to give people fucking high fives. Hey, Shadow, you can be my wingman anytime. Oh, no, my line is bullshit, Mom, because I'm the cruise. Bullshit, you can have mine.
Yeah.
Okay. That. Clearly, we've learned a lot. Oh my God! Can you change your life in a half hour? I don't know.
I think you just changed all our lives, Rob.
Guys, we gotta go. But that doesn't mean that you gotta stop trying out there. Go out and do something real special with your day. You hear that? That's coming from the Shadow and the Clown, right, Shadow?
Yeah. Sure.
Fuck, I didn't learn anything. I just did that stupid faux thing all over again.
This is the anti-Tom Cruise episode.
Ah, fuck. All right, guys. We gotta go. We don't have all day just to sit here and cast, you know.
No, we certainly don't. So that was pretty good,
sure.
Right?
I don't know. It's still going.
Oh, is
so,
it? Oh, is
this is what we talk like normal. So that was, is that, are we going to keep this one? I don't know. If you're listening to it, then we did.
Top Cruise.
Bye.